I just wanted to thank you very much for being where you are for 3 hours of my day.
I'm a new listener and already a huge fan.
You're calming for my soul.
Hey, hey, baby, can't you hear me calling? So let's stay home and enjoy the view.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. And congratulations to Lynn from Wichita. She has a pair of tickets to see the Priests, who will be in concert at Orpheum, at the Orpheum on November 23rd at 8 p.m. And we've also thrown in a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. So we've been giving away pairs of tickets to see the Priests, an internationally known recording trio. And we've got a couple more. I think we've got two more today. At least two more pairs of tickets, one more pair of tickets today. But the Priest coming to the Orpheum on November 23rd. Now, three big things. Sedgwick County Commissioners approve a code of ethical conduct. Our Kansas City man, one of three, killed as two semi-trucks collide in Kiowa County. Man pleads guilty for running over a Wichita police officer, receives a 39-year prison sentence. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, traffic conditions looking way, way better today than they have for the rest of this last past week. But we do have a traffic hazard out there. Stalled out vehicles, school bus, southbound I-135. It's up at I-235 up by the North Junction. And now we're starting to see some very heavy traffic on Kellogg. And you're going to want to watch out east and westbound between Seneca and Meridian. Heavy, heavy traffic over there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today with a high of 54 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 30. Friday, sunny, tomorrow's high 59. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 7 miles per hour and 24 degrees. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Don't forget that the Monarch's catering menu is perfect for office holiday parties. For more info, call 201-6626, the Monarch in Delano. Saw an email here at the radio station within the past day or so that our good friend Brad Horning, who is our promotions manager, has set the date for our office staff luncheon. And it'll be, I'm not going to tell you what date, but it's in December, and we're planning for that. It's always, you know, it's not too early to start thinking about plan. In fact, most people, I think, have got their source of food and so forth nailed down. But there you go. The Monarch is something you probably ought to consider. The Monarch in Delano. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage,
yes,
KNSSradio.com.
With a Thanksgiving flavor to
yes,
it.
Yes, because we're only 7 days away from Turkey Day.
1 week from today.
And we've got a question on there. Now, this is on our webpage, KNSSradio.com. And I'm telling you, I have it. I'm gonna vote. I'm going to put that down right here. I got to get on the webpage and do that. Thanksgiving dinner, traditional turkey or some other main dish is our question. Here are the choices. Tofurkey or other meatless alternative, 0%. Do we have no vegans out there?
People who go to our website, I expected that to get zero, and that's exactly where it is.
Pork only gets 3%, but, you know.
Go hog wild.
Yeah. Brisket or other beef entree, 6%. Ham, 12%. And turkey still overwhelmingly number one at 79%, which I figured
right about there,
at least
4
80,
out of 5, yeah.
At least 80%. So there it is, the Steve and Ted poll question. Thanksgiving dinner, traditional turkey, or some other main dish? Go to our webpage, knssradio.com, and be a part of the fun as we approach Thanksgiving. Walmart reported strong sales online, and it's an established store sales for its fiscal third quarter, raised profit expectations for the year heading into the holiday shopping season. The report suggests that efforts by Walmart to improve the experience of its customers is paying off in its battle with online behemoth Amazon. But that, like other retailers, Walmart benefiting from a strong job market and rising consumer confidence.
Walmart v. Amazon.
Yeah. Home Depot and Macy's raised annual profit expectations this week. Macy's has got to be doing a lot online because they've been closing their stores for years, including the one here in Wichita. So Macy's has become kind of, I guess, more of an online company. A turbulent day of trading on Wall Street ended Wednesday with more losses. An early rally drove major indexes sharply higher but was gone by midday. The S&P 500 index fell 20 points. The Dow lost 206 points. The NASDAQ dropped 64 points. And U.S. crude oil closed higher, ending a 12-day skid. It closed above $56 per barrel. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A good report on aircraft sales. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, business jet and general aviation aircraft sales up this year. Through the first 9 months of 2018, global deliveries up 6.1% to 1,625. Data from the General Aviation Manufacturers Association shows business jet deliveries up 3%. Piston aircraft deliveries up more than 8%. A pair of Wichitans are hoping to make a splash in the real estate investing market. Michael Malone and Ryan Al-Sharia have created Pin Props. It essentially digitizes the way investment properties are bought and sold. Both men are former employees of J.P. Wygand Real Estate. They say Pin Props is a peer-to-peer market exchange for real estate investors. Plan is to have the service widely available next year. And e-commerce might outpace brick-and-mortar sales this Thanksgiving. Nearly 100 retailers have decided to close on Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving weekend gift shopping to brick-and-mortar stores down slightly last year to 2016, but it still outpaced online commerce. Experts say this year people could do more online shopping than making purchases at stores. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Sure takes the fun out of it as far as I'm concerned.
I agree, and I like to support the local retailers.
Go to the retailers, and some of them got all the decorations up, and some of them got them, dealers and places already got them up, but that's part of Christmas.
Yep, you bet. And going there to Hatman Jack's, and he's got a laurel and hearty handshake for you.
Oh, yeah. The guy's got That guy's got a hand clasp that won't quit.
He's got a strong shake, that's for sure.
Yeah. The Hat Man is near.
Hat Man. I got to get down there. I haven't seen him for a while.
Ear-to-ear smile, too.
Oh, Jack Kellogg? He's got a lot to smile about. Heck, he knows everybody. I mean, he just knows everybody, right?
I know it.
Listen, I don't know if you heard me talking a little bit earlier, but I got a caller ID on my phone yesterday from a telemarketer using the caller ID Koch Industries.
Nice.
You think we should call anybody at Koch?
I don't know. You think it was Charles on the other line?
I don't know, but I thought it was. It turned out to be some fellow from overseas who couldn't pronounce my wife's name. But
there you go.
I thought about this. If I call Koch Industries to tell them about this, they'll see the voter ID and they'll say, "Oh, that's not really him, right?"
Right. Probably so.
Blow it off.
Hey, isn't it crazy how sophisticated they're getting these days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The criminals are always that way. Hey, listen. Are you all right? Your voice has got a little huskiness to it, right, Ted?
I got a little chest thing going on right now. I'm not sure whether it's bronchitis or what, but it's kind of hitting me.
Well, are you going to be okay? Because, I worry about you.
Well, I feel like $100, so.
You don't feel like a million. You only feel like $100, huh?
Yeah, about $100.
Okay. You take care of yourself. We can't do without you.
Thank you. I will.
Your masseuse give you a little deep heat rub down there.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a little Vicks Vapor rub.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
There.
When I was a kid,
Inga will take care of
Inga.
That.
Inga. That's Business Journal. Uh-huh. Inga. Yeah. Hey, listen, when I was a kid, Mom would do, when you had that chest cold, she'd rub it on your chest at night, put a T-shirt on, and it smelled awful, but it was good for you.
It worked. Yeah, it worked clears you up, that's for sure.
So, when I got older, I tried it for, it doesn't cure baldness, I'll just tell you that right now. Vicks Vapor Rub.
Give it a try.
You give it a shot. Yeah.
Try everything. All right. Thanks, guys. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Save with Steve and Ted. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the latest on Congress choosing its new leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yep. Shocker men's basketball game tonight. We'll have a preview here from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the blur on the way.
Now we're working on entertainment news at 8:35 this morning, including the CMA Music Awards last night.
Plus weather and traffic coming up. Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.